For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. The U.S. House took a historic step yesterday in impeaching President Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, Missouri's delegation was split on the issue along partisan lines.
Missouri Democrats Cori Bush and Emanuel Cleaver voted with the majority to impeach Trump for his role in the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. Bush also proposed kicking lawmakers out who supported overturning Joe Biden's Electoral College win. But Missouri Republicans like Congressman Jason Smith of Salem say impeachment is a divisive step for a nation that needs healing.
This is a reckless impeachment. This will only bring up the hate and fire more than ever before.
Smith joined other Missouri Republicans such as Ann Wagner, Blaine Lucht-Meyer, Billy Long, Vicky Hartzler, and Sam Graves in voting against impeaching Trump. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Facing waning support from longtime backers and donors in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week, Republican Senator Josh Hawley has defended himself in a newspaper column, accusing the media and the, quote, Washington establishment of deceiving Americans into calling him an insurrectionist. Hawley's column appeared in the Southeast Missourian, a daily newspaper in Cape Girardeau. It marked the first time Hawley has publicly defended himself since the mob of President Donald Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol following the president's rally on January 6th. For the first time in more than a century, the Missouri House voted to censure one of its representatives. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll has more on the accusations and debate from yesterday's vote to censure St. Louis Democrat Wiley Price.
An ethics report accused Price of having sex with an intern and trying to get his now former legislative assistant to cover it up. He's denied the allegations, but a bipartisan ethics committee recommended censuring Price. Republican Representative Jared Taylor from Republic says that's not enough and offered an amendment to expel Price.
In any other realm, any other environment, a person would be immediately terminated. But because the perpetrator is a prestigious member of the Missouri House of Representatives, you're going to let him get away with this and not expel him. We'll be giving him the opportunity to do this again and again and again.
Taylor withdrew the amendment after not getting enough support to pass it with the committee report, but the chamber overwhelmingly approved censure. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Kansas City police officials say all patrol officers in the city are expected to be equipped with body-worn cameras by March. A police spokesperson said yesterday 340 officers are already using the cameras, and another 475 cameras should be ordered soon. Community leaders have pushed for officers to wear body cameras for years, and the effort grew following protests last year. The city had delayed buying the cameras because of funding issues. In June, the police department received a $1 million donation from the DeBruce Foundation, with another $1.5 million from other groups to fund a body camera program. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.